My name is Stephanie Campbell. I work for the North Country Trail Association as the regional trail coordinator over New York and Vermont. And I'm speaking with my colleague, the esteemed Mary Coffin.
I've been a volunteer with the North Country Trail Association for a very long time.
How did you get into trail work?
I've always been an outdoorsy person. I lived in the country, near a woods and a creek, so I couldn't wait to get my dress off, because that's what you wore to school in those days, and get outside and play after I did my piano lessons, probably. Start with trails really didn't come till I was like in my mid-30s. I had met my husband, Bill, because I joined the Adirondack Mountain Club. So I kind of picked up a lot of trail interests, and we shared a lot of things together, actually. I can tell you about my first work hike.
Yeah.
When I was brand new in the club, we started in this woods, and we just followed these flags into the woods. And at the end of the day, we hiked out, and there was a trail. We had all been working on the trail all along with our nose to the ground and not really stopping to look at each little piece. But walking out, we put it all together, and it was like very amazing to me. So that really drew me in. I would do trail work anywhere. And I never mind doing trail work by myself. I mean, I'm very comfortable being alone in the woods. And sometimes I kind of like to be alone in the woods, do my own work, think my own thoughts.
For a few years, you've been really focusing, though, your efforts on the Adirondacks.
Yes.
Is there something about the Adirondacks as a project that really drew you to work in that area?
I got drawn to the challenge. It was both kind of a physical challenge to walk through the woods, and also sort of like an intellectual challenge, because you're trying to plan where this trail is going to go.
And that challenge still continues.
And it, yes, it does.
Looking at the Adirondacks as a whole and all the time you've gotten to spend there, what are some things you've really loved the most about it?
I just like being in the woods. I like being in the deep woods in a place where it almost feels like nobody's been there but you, but you know that's not true. But I also really enjoy taking other people there. So when we were GPSing the trail for the DEC, Department of Environmental Conservation, I took a lot of other people with me, so I was not backpacking alone. And because we were doing a lot of bushwhacking, we'd sit around our tents and stuff, having our little stoves and having supper, and they'd say, you know, during the day, we hated you going through all that thick stuff, but now we've had dinner and we're back here, we love you.
Takes a village to create a trail.
Sure does.
Getting stewards has definitely been a challenge at times, it seems like, for some of those remote sections.
Oh, definitely. A trail steward is not someone who actually is building trail. It's a person who's maintaining trail. And so that means they might go in with just a plain old garden hoe in the fall and get all the leaves out of the drainage ditches.
What's been the most rewarding thing for you in this
world? Oh, when you get a good trail built and people hike on it, they say, well, there's a wonderful trail. People did it. And up here, it's mostly all hand tools because we're in wilderness areas, so nothing motorized. When they realize that somebody has actually taken these tools, like little elves going up to the mine every day with the tools and chopping away at the soil, I think that amazes people.